Okay, so what do we have? We've got our meat and vegetables, the fish, the hot dogs, and the ice cream sandwiches. Now all we need for our dream cookout is the drinks. What if you've got some under 21s coming, or a mix of drinkers and non-drinkers? Well, the kitchen's Sheila Prakash is here with some great ideas for alcohol optional mixed drinks. Hey Sheila, so I have a pop quiz for you. You are heading to a cookout this Saturday. There are people from 15 to 55 years old. It is 81 degrees and sunny. Your car is traveling west at 53 miles per hour. What drinks are in the back seat?
I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is I'm probably going to have something super refreshing. I'm thinking Italian sodas could be really fun. San Pellegrino is kind of like the original, and they make this one can. It's called Limonata, lemon. And those used to be pretty hard to find, but now, honestly, like your corner bodega will have them. And they come not only in just the lemon flavor, but now they have blood orange and grapefruit, and they kind of look like soda. So they're totally like kid-friendly, but they're not as sweet as American sodas. Right. And they're just a really fun base for both a fun drink for people who are not drinking and a fun drink for those who are drinking. I think you could pour that into a pitcher, maybe muddle some herbs in there. So before you pour it into the pitcher, you could take some basil or mint, kind of throw it into the bottom of the pitcher, use a spoon or something to sort of press down and release their oils. And then you're going to want to pour the sodas into the pitcher. There you have a really easy two-ingredient mocktail right there. Non-alcoholic, really refreshing. For those who did want to add something to it, then you could leave a bottle of gin or vodka by the pitcher and people could sort of spike their own glasses. I think that would be really fun and so easy.
Okay, so general cookout idea is you can make a nice drink that anyone can enjoy and then leave a bottle of a clear spirit, a brown spirit, you know, a whiskey, or like you said, a gin next to it. And if people want to have a little spike, they can go ahead and do that.
Exactly. I mean, you could even leave out a chilled bottle of sparkling wine, like a Prosecco or a Cava. That could be fun if you still want the option for those who kind of want to add a little alcohol to their glass. And you're not making, you know, two or three different options for everybody, and you're also not serving them, so you can go and do your thing and it's out for them to help themselves.
Okay, so the Italian sodas are great, but what are some other good like sources of flavor or bases that you like to build a drink around?
Another one is tea. So I mean, you could do just plain black English breakfast tea. You could cold brew that, just stick the tea bags, or if it's loose tea, put it into like a pitcher, fill it with water, stick it in your fridge for a few hours to overnight until it, you know, is tea, iced tea, basically. You didn't even have to heat up water. So you can do that for black tea. You could do that for herbal teas, which I'm really into because I find them even more refreshing this time of year. And then you could use that as a base. And you're not just serving people plain old iced tea. So if you had black tea, black tea and bourbon could go really well together. So again, I'm thinking of like, I think you always want to add one more extra element. And I think especially this time of year in the warm weather in the summer, herbs are just a natural thing to reach for. You might have a small herb garden or pot outside where you're growing those things. So mint again could be really great here. You could kind of muddle that in, pour the tea, and leave that out. Maybe a big squeeze of lemon could be nice. And then use that as just a refreshing drink for kids and those who aren't drinking alcohol. And then again, leave out a bottle of whiskey or something. Like rye could be nice. I think bourbon or rye, a brown spirit for black tea. And then using that to spike it. And then on the other end, the herbal teas, like I mentioned, those I think would go much better with the clear spirits, like gin and vodka. Chamomile comes to mind, and jasmine tea. I think both of those, they're kind of just that has that beautiful floral aroma that could be really nice and complex. And another one I'm really into is lemon verbena. It's a little harder to find. Most grocery stores aren't going to carry it. It is my favorite. You can find it online in most, it's usually in loose leaf. And it's beautiful. It's kind of lemongrassy. And that is really nice with gin as well.
Yeah. Lemon verbena, I love so much.
So good.
Like you said, it has a sort of a lemony flavor, sort of a lemongrassy flavor, but also like a little bit more depth, a tiny bit of bitterness.
Mm-hmm. It also goes really well with lavender. You can buy lavender to cook with. It's dried. And I found it's super nice when you're making these cold brew teas. So I'll put some of the lemon verbena leaves in like a water pitcher and then kind of a big spoonful of the dried lavender. And then it's like a lemon lavender cold brew tea. Super nice.
And that sounds great with a little splash of gin.
Exactly.
What about drinking vinegars? I think you're really into those, right?
Yeah. So drinking vinegars, kind of a funny name for it. Like, oh, vinegar, you're drinking vinegar. But they're also known as shrubs. So they have been around for a long, long time. It's a way of kind of preserving fruit. And so you kind of mix fruit with a vinegar. It's usually a neutral vinegar, like apple cider vinegar or white wine vinegar, and sweeten it with sugar. And what comes up out of it is this really nice vinegar that has the essence and flavor of whatever fruit you're using. They're easy to make at home, but honestly, there are so many cool brands right now, so you don't have to do it yourself. There are a lot of really nice, like, local people that are doing it in communities with their own local fruit and coming up with some really cool combinations. They're basically like a syrup of sort, but they have
a much more sour component.
Yeah, so you can't drink it on its own. It is mostly vinegar, so it's going to be too strong to drink as is. So it needs to be diluted. So it is automatically the perfect base for a refreshing drink without alcohol. So, you know, maybe just a generous splash in a glass and then top it off with, you know, club soda, tonic water, and that's going to be a kind of a soda in a way, but not as sweet. It'll have a little bit of sweetness to it, but it'll have that sort of vinegary tang that makes it really unique and also makes it incredibly refreshing.
Sure.
And then again, it has that complexity to be a base of a actual cocktail. So depending on the flavor profile of that shrub that you're using, you could easily spike that drink with a spirit. Or like I said, even a sparkling wine could be really nice.
Sounds great. Do you have shrubs, like particular brands? I know you mentioned that there are lots of different brands and some of them are regional, some of them are local, but are there particular ones that you love?
Yeah, so there are so many. I feel like every time I'm in a cool specialty store, I see something new in the shrub department I want to try. But two of my favorites are, there are two women-owned brands. The first is Mother Shrub, and she's based out in Virginia. And she makes this one, it's a salted honey shrub. Usually you're seeing it with fruits, but this one is, she's using local honey and local salt, actually, to make this. And it's savory, sweet, tart. It is so hard to describe, but it is so refreshing and so delicious. That's really fun. If you're going to spike that, would be really fun with like a bourbon.
Sure.
But even just that with lots of like lemon juice and tonic water would be really, really nice. And then the other one I'm really into is a brand called Girl Meets Dirt. And she is out. It's like the best name I know. I wish I had come up with it. But she's out in the Orcas Island, which is this tiny island off of Seattle.
Yeah.
And so she, because she's in this really unique microclimate. I mean, the fruits that she's using are super special, and all these beautiful orchard fruits, plums and peaches. She does a lemon lavender. Again, I like that combination a lot. I really like that.
Yeah, yeah.
She has a rhubarb that's really nice. She has this ruby spiced apple that's nice for the fall. It's apples that she has in her orchard, and she's spicing it with like the warm, you know, the warm fall flavors, cinnamon and nutmeg, which is really fun as well. So those are two brands that I'm really into currently. But honestly, I mean, even just going to your local farmer's market, you would be surprised. There's probably somebody selling a shrub or a drinking vinegar there.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Sheila.
You're welcome.
Sheila Prakash is a food writer, recipe developer, and an editor at The Kitchen. You can find the link to her piece on Drinking Shrubs at splendidtable.org.